Annie Dugan joins us to tell us about Where's Art. And Annie, I got kind of a little surprise for you here.
Uh-oh.
I got something you don't have written down in your little calendar.
Oh, no. What is that?
You know where we're going to be able to find some art? Right.
Where is that?
On the KUMD page. We have been
wonderful.
So lucky to get some of the photographers that are involved with the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon
show. Show was on my calendar, but I didn't realize you were going to have some photos on KUMD's website. That's great.
We have put out a call, and they put out a call. Actually, a couple of the coordinators of the show have contributed photographs for us that we can use to illustrate our Bear Grease reports and illustrate our story. So we're going to have some absolutely dynamite photographs of some of the checkpoints and the places that we're talking about in the Bear Grease reports, courtesy of Jessica Phoenix and Kyle Crone. So, yeah,
Kyle Crone does great work.
So
that's exciting.
We're feeling pretty proud of ourselves right now, I gotta say.
That is great. Well, and folks who want to see more photos in addition to those amazing, beautiful ones on KUMD's site can go to the aquarium because their show is now open. It's a show that Kyle did of, I think there was like 29 photographers of past Bear Grease races that have contributed up to 60 images. And there's one, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Lisa, but there's one of a husky looking straight into your eyes and these just the most blue piercing eyes ever. It's one of those things where you can't look away and those eyes will follow you. It's really quite remarkable. So that is open and up and available for people to see.
Really exciting stuff. You know what I've discovered about being a self-taught photographer?
What's that?
The same thing that they say about the person who represents themselves in court. The self-taught photographer has a fool for a teacher. So that's the downside of being self-taught in anything. But there's always a new day to make a mid-course correction and try to improve some more.
And get some inspiration. I think that that's, you know, what they talk about what makes a great writer, and it's someone who is a good reader. So if you want to be a great artist, go out and see art. I mean, really, that is half of it is seeing what's out there and understanding and getting inspired. So definitely I urge all photographers to get over to the Great Lakes Aquarium. We mentioned this last week, but I want to remind folks that tomorrow at 5:30 at the Duluth Art Institute, the Depot site, Amber White, who is our artist services director, is doing a artist statement workshop, and she's encouraging folks to come with an artist statement that they already might have that she can workshop with the group. Or if you don't have one, it's fine to come too. She will help you make one. So this is a tool that every artist has to have if they want to be take it to the next level. And it's one of the most excruciating tasks of most artists. So she will help you through it in the most painless way possible. And then I also wanted to talk about, Lisa, you had mentioned that one of the last show in December, we had talked about, you know, the fact that art history hadn't lost a lot of people in 2016. Well, 2017 started out, and we lost an amazing thinker in the art history world, John Berger. January 2nd, he passed away. And I think it's a great time to talk about him because he did a series in the 1970s called Ways of Seeing. It was a book and a TV series. Noah Tarney from Salon has an article that I'll give to you to post on KMD's website on why art history might be the most important subject people can study today. Ways of Seeing really taught people about the way art history can give you a sense of empathy for what cultures were making these works of art. You know, it's the most interdisciplinary study in the world. You study economics, international relations, political science. You study chemistry. You study, but the most important is this thing of, you know, what, why were people making this? What was the impetus? What is driving it? I mean, it's you're stepping into other people's shoes and understanding things from their perspective. And what could be more important right now than understanding things from other people's perspectives and sort of that expansive sense of, you know, limiting this narrow-minded sense of I have it, my understanding of the way things work. I have this, you know, totally one-directional way of going. He really challenged people to understand and look in new ways. So I want to maybe a good thing to do this weekend might be to go and review the ways of seeing, because John Berger really was a phenomenal art historian and brought art history to a level that was really inclusive. So that's my parting words for you today, Lisa.
Well, that's excellent. Annie, make sure that you do send me that article so we can get a link set up to it on the website. I love the opportunity to link to additional things that you can follow if you want to learn more about it, because the folks that listen to KUMD have inquiring minds. They want to know this stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Monday, right here on KUMD.